Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Bet365. Oh yes, here we both are once again. Cuddle up, my beauties, because I'm Marcus Speller and Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Moore's here.
All right.
Pete Donaldson is not.
No. No, he's not here, but
that's
it's
why
okay.
We're having a group hug.
Yes.
The group hug before the show felt one small man light.
Mm. We had to huddle longer for warmth.
But on the other hand, he is the smallest of us. Yeah. So if you're going to lose someone from the group hug situation, it would be Pete Donaldson.
Is he the least huggiest?
Is he the worst bloke we know?
I think he's all of those things and so much more.
He is. If you're going to be serious for a second, he is the least huggiest.
I'd say I'm the most.
Yeah, no, because he's wiry. You don't get much back. Do you know what
true.
I mean?
It's not that he's not forthcoming with a hug.
I'd say I'm
just
the huggiest.
There's not a lot of him.
Then Luke, then Jim, then Pete.
I don't think Jim likes physical contact that much.
I'm fine with
I think Jim
contact.
Doesn't care, whereas Pete sometimes does care.
Yeah, he does.
Too much sometimes and not enough at others.
Yeah. He struggles to find a balance.
Whereas much I just like, struggle to balance.
I was going to say, much like his Newcastle United football team.
Yeah, more of them in just a moment. Right, let's...
It genuinely is a concern, can I just say, by the way, now. It genuinely is a concern missing a show because you think you're going to get pelters. It's getting worse and worse. It really is.
Yep, very true. That's why I never go on holiday during the season anymore. Although you still recounted it the other week. Anyway, yeah. Manchester Derby chat time. Yes, Manchester City, they are against Manchester United. Fourth versus sixth.
It's a big game, though. It's
Fourth
a big game.
Fourth versus sixth.
I heard you the first time.
Yeah.
It's a big game.
I've got
though.
One more in me.
Higher, I hope.
No, seriously.
Fourth versus sixth.
Oh, very good, Jim.
That was high.
Yeah, it was. It was like the Goon that. Show or something there. It is fourth versus sixth. And Vincent Kompany looks like he may miss the rest of the season.
Vincent Lumpy knee.
Yeah, that's good. I wish it was his knee. That gag made me wish it was his knee. Mm.
Gags about an injured man.
No, yeah,
come to this on the ramble.
It's not acceptable, is it?
No.
Someone made an excellent point to me earlier today. It was one of you two, and it was the amount
Probably
of
me.
Games that Vincent Kompany's made since coming back from injury.
Yes.
Was it you, Jim?
Yes. It's something like, let's have a look at what it was.
I've got six it games, was it? Something
it was
like
six
that?
Games,
six
in,
games in 20 days or something like that. I mean, it's coming back from a muscle injury in particular and a lumpy knee. That's a lot. It shows you how much they need him.
Jim, is that Wenger-esque management?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'd be fine. Just be fine. Come on, play.
It'll be fine.
Just run it off. It's hurting. Keep running it off.
While we're talking about this, just briefly, I know we're not going to talk about Arsenal much, if at all today, but were you annoyed when you saw that Flamini was starting against Barcelona?
No. Because, we weren't going to win that game. It's fine. Let him have a run out.
Why are we talking about Arsenal?
You've got to walk him.
Charitable run out. If you Barcelona in the Champions League.
If you're going to have a Flamini, you've got to walk it.
To be fair, he gave a round to Alex Iwobi, who was pretty good.
Yeah, he did well.
Even though he tried to win a penalty.
Not
by
at all the
his...
same thing, is it?
No, I know. I was just trying to save Jim's...
Iwobi, a keen player, lots of potential, young, leaves the experience. Flamini, none of those things.
Right, let's get back to the Manchester derby.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Can we do a special about Portsmouth going to the Wolves soon, please? Sort of look back in time.
I thought it was funny. I've prepared that. I got it if you want it.
Yeah, don't play into his hands.
Yeah, it's an hour of how it wasn't our own fault.
Yeah. Oh, dearie me. Manchester City hosting Manchester United. It's a hard one to call, I think, because
fourth versus sixth.
It is. it's a battle for fourth place, really, between those two.
United are only four points behind City there, so they absolutely have to they throw themselves right back in the hunt if they do that, but the previous meeting between them this season was really, really dull. I hope it's a lot better than that. And also, they're both in really pretty patchy form.
City
low
have lost
scoring.
Three in their last six. in the league.
They've only won one in five. I mean, they're not
that
in
was
great form.
Villa.
Yeah, they're not,
doesn't really count.
They're not in great form at all. And we talked about fourth versus sixth and all that stuff, but it's a massive game, possibly the biggest game between them for a while, these two, probably since they were both competing for the title. So it'd be fascinating to see what happens. I mean, Company's a big miss for them. He really is. And it looked like Otamendi picked up a bit of a knock as well.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens there.
That's so frustrating for Pellegrini. And the fact that he's played Company way too much since he's come back from injury aside, they want to get through that Dynamo Kiev game unscathed, don't they? They've got... I mean, have they bought badly at the back in the sort of current era?
I think it's difficult to buy. I mean, you're right. They did get through the game against Kiev without, you know, too much of a fuss in terms of drama. Yeah, in terms of the result. But obviously, it was a shame for them that they picked up a couple of injuries. But Manchester City, they are in the quarterfinal hat. The hat for the quarterfinals, of course, which will happen later on Friday. And that, depending on who they get, that gives you a little bit of impetus. That gives you a little bit of something that they're still in the best competition in Europe. Whereas Manchester United, at the time of recording, have yet to play Liverpool in the Europa League. It'll be very interesting to see. And obviously, we can't talk about the result, post the result, because we'll be recording before. But if they beat Liverpool, if they can overturn that, that will give them such a huge boost. And the old atmosphere will be there at Old Trafford. Not that they're playing Manchester City at Old Trafford, but the feeling, the feel-good factor will be there if they lose. Mm. And if they lose convincingly as well, the tail is very much between the legs, and then they go away to Manchester City. Now, we said this about, I think it was Spurs going away to West Ham and losing. What a great chance to turn it all around with a derby. Mm. But this Manchester United side, I don't get that vibe with them at all.
No, they're too disjointed, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's actually a very similar problem to Liverpool, in that you just don't know which one's going to turn up.
Yeah, it's not the Man United of old, and Bet365 have City as firm favourites for this game. £10 on them gets you £18.50 back, including your stake. Yeah, they're 17-20 to win it.
It's interesting how you don't really think of Manchester United as being much of a concern in terms of being title contenders in the near future. And it's only three seasons since Ferguson left, and it's incredible how much their status just feels like it's slipped.
And City have got their own problems, Jimmy. You look back to the last time that City played in the Premier League against Norwich, okay. They obviously drew 0-0. It was a really poor result for them in the context of the season, because they were trying to keep the pressure up, keep in touch with the leaders. Mm. And Norwich had been in awful form. And it looked to me from that game that if Aguero wasn't going to do it, no one was going to do it.
Yeah.
And Aguero can't do everything by himself.
Yeah.
And so... You do really wonder about the motivation of that group of players at that level. And if I'd seen that as a City fan, I'd be worried about this derby game. I really would. Because if they can't raise themselves to get to the top of the table and or get back amongst the leaders and try and win the Premier League, can they get themselves up for a Manchester derby?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be nervous ahead of it.
This could be a 0-0 or low-scoring draw, couldn't it? But going back to what you were saying about, you know, their defensive situation, have they bought badly? You've got to look at the forwards as well. Is Wilfried Bonny an upgrade on Edin Dzeko? Absolutely not.
No.
You know, the way that's panned out, just absolutely not at all. And they're in a ridiculous situation, really, where they're a club of that stature with that much Wells behind them, and you know, a very active transfer policy, mm-hmm. where they're completely reliant on one very injury-prone player.
I wonder with them. I know Bajuristan was brought in there because they want to bring Guardiola in, and they've done that now. And we may be on the cusp of a whole new era for City. And at the very start, when the money came in, which I think was about 8 years ago now, they had to do stuff. They had to take gambles on players. They had to convince players they wanted to sign of the project, and it took them a while to get going. But they're up and running now.
Yeah.
And Bonny seemed an odd signing. Not in terms of the amount, because I understand why they'll always have to pay the amount, because you've got the premium on the English players, and then the fact that everyone knows City have got
players
money.
That play in the Premier League, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And then the fact that they have a premium because they're Man City and everyone knows they've got money. But I wonder how long it's going to be, and there's a little undercurrent to this, which is they've invested very, very heavily in their academy, and they've invested very heavily in their local community, and they are going to start bearing fruit. I heard on the radio...
Oh, we saw it all in the FA Cup away at Stamford Bridge.
But that centre-back who played looked fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But someone was saying on the radio the other day that they invest 20 million a season in their academy.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, the general rule before things start pulling through is 10 years. Mm. They're 8 years in now, so you never know.
And that's very... They are trying to be like Barcelona, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's very admirable.
Well, apparently all of the good local talent in Manchester goes to City now, which is incredible when you think of Man United's history. Are we going to see a title-winning Manchester City team of the future that are full of the kids of Manchester United legends?
That would be. Now you're talking. Now you are. That's the only thing that would. That was the only thing that would usurp Leicester City winning the Premier League as the greatest moment in Premier League history. with apologies to Man United fans everywhere, but as I said before on the show over the years, you've had your fun.
Absolutely,
you've had your fun. Welcome to the real world.
Yeah,
remember us saying a few seasons ago when Ferguson was about to leave, you were about to come back down to earth and find out what it's like to be a real football fan.
And we kept thinking that it would only be temporary, but it hasn't been, has it?
No. Yeah,
it could be a long temporary thing. Mm.
It's better to have won lots and lots and lots of trophies than to have never won them before.
Exactly.
You know, it's not the only derby that's going on in the Premier League on the weekend.
Yeah, the clown derby happening as well.
I mean,
let's talk about Benitez versus Allardyce. An underrated war.
It's 17th versus 19th.
It is. But it's an underrated feud, isn't it?
It massively is. Yeah. Well, we spoke about it a lot on the Ramble Show at the start of the week, of course. Newcastle, they've lost 5 in their last 6. Mm-hmm. Whereas Sunderland have only lost 2 of their last 6.
So I definitely thought that Sunderland would be the most likely to get out of this mire.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now Benitez has come in. He's a game changer.
Isn't he?
The thing is as well, though, Sunderland have had opportunities where, you know, like against Southampton and against Palace as well, where they should have won the games and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder about that. Are they a little too unreliable? Are they going to get sucked in? And, a confidence-boosting derby result like this at this point of the season could be the catalyst for the momentum that either team needs. So this is absolutely massive in terms of...
It really is.
How those teams mentally approach the run-in.
Moussa Sissoko of Newcastle said, we were surprised to see Benitez come to Newcastle.
Because, well, we all were.
Yeah, because normally he is playing every year for the title of Champions League. I thought, don't sound too surprised.
No.
what are you doing here?
Yeah. Sorry, I will start training in a minute, but is this a joke?
Where's Alan Shearer? Maybe he's had a knock to the head and he just can't remember what year.
It's an amazing lookalike.
Or when he walks in, Alan Shearer looks old. And a bit fatter.
And goatees. He said that Benitez believes that we'll stay in the league. I believe in my teammates, manager, everyone, and we're a good team. We will stay in the Premier League. You've heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, right. You know me, I don't like to make an awful lot of predictions on the show, which later proved to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed. I know they lost the game, but I was impressed with them against Leicester.
They look better.
And the way that, and Jeremy Carragher said it as well, the way they seem to have taken on board the Benitez style so quickly...
Mm-hmm.
Says to me that I think they've got a really, really good chance against Sunderland. They've also, I know there's not much science, but there's no science behind this, but they've not beaten Sunderland for ages. They are due one.
Yeah.
I think St James's Park will be absolutely pumping in a way we haven't seen for a while because for all the stick that Mike Ashley's got, and rightly so, he has actually brought, or someone at the club at least, has brought in a top-name manager who's way above their level. Let's be honest. Mm. Newcastle are a big club, but currently Benitez is way above their level.
Yeah.
I think the feel-good factor at Newcastle will be there for all to see.
Would you even say sexy football?
I'd like to be able to say that. I don't think I'm in a position to be able to say that at this stage. Give me a couple of weeks when Newcastle are knocking it about and they've risen to the dizzy heights of...
17th.
and they're just playing with wild abandon. Then I'll say it then. But they're 11-10 to win this game.
Yeah.
£10 on that with Bet365 returns you £21. Mm. So £11 profit. I think, listen, I've been overruled and we'll talk about the bet of the week later. But I think that is a good bet.
Yeah. Mm.
I really do.
They're 9 points off 15th, by the way.
I was being dramatic. I got carried away myself.
17th,
there.
Just
yeah.
for
yeah. Yeah, yeah, fine.
But still, I mean, this is. I don't know if we've taken the time to appreciate quite how out of left field this is. Rafa Benitez starting the season at Real Madrid, ending up at Newcastle when they're like locked into a relegation battle. It's one, like, I almost feel like if I had a blow to the head and was in a coma for half the season, if I woke up and this was the first ramble I heard, I just wouldn't believe it. I thought, well, obviously I'm still in a coma.
But does that not show you actually... Just it reminds us, if indeed we did need reminding, just how big a club Newcastle United are. Because the crucial thing
brilliant
is
football is.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that's
totally.
Also that,
They're a huge club. If he can keep them up, which is obviously his job straight away, then next season, what could they do? You know, if Ashley puts his hand in his pocket a bit more, and Benitez is kept on because we know how frivolous owners can be, then they could actually really begin to properly go, you know, feel more at home in the Premier League.
I think on one level, it's a very shrewd move by Benitez with a big problem that they need to stand the Premier League.
That is it. That
money
is
the comes
hurdle.
In next year. Yep. Mike Ashley's not really going to have to spend his own money next year on transfers. They're a big enough club to attract a player. We've seen that for all Newcastle's problems over the years. I wouldn't say they've consistently attracted, you know, world class players, but they've attracted exciting players.
Oh, yeah.
They've had no problem doing that by and large. Yeah. For whatever Pete, who isn't here at the moment, would say, oh, he's always very down on Newcastle. He's quite a dour northerner. He is, though, isn't he?
He's
on this sort of stuff.
He's like that about his self, by the way.
Yeah, so. they have attracted
rightly
players.
Rightly so. You know.
And so there's a chance they could really do something. I'm not predicting that's definitely going to happen, but there's a chance they could do something. And it could all start this weekend. Mm.
I think for Newcastle at the moment, though, doing something is simply just just re-establishing themselves, even in mid-table. You know, they've got to walk before they can run.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we're going to talk more Premier League after this.
Well, Marcus, I think it was a nothing-nothing result. I'm Craig Brown. Welcome to the Football Ramble.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble preview show, sponsored by Bet365. Now then, it's Pards versus Ranieri, Crystal Palace versus Leicester. The Foxes, they did struggle to beat Newcastle, as we say. But they did win the game. They're still top. And they're going away to Palace, who are in terrible form. I mean, they've lost four in the last six. Not doing very well at all. You would surely fancy them.
I'm worried about this.
Oh, yeah. But
Pardew likes to spoil a party. It's at Crystal Palace. If there's a fox in the hen house around there, it's him.
The only thing that could make this better for Pardew would be it being on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where he can get the disco ball out over the halfway line.
When you say Pards likes to ruin a party, do you think he likes to host a party?
He does like to host a party, but
I don't think he does.
Someone else's party.
Yeah, it's someone else's he likes going to. He likes to go to a house party and trash
it. Dominating it.
Yeah.
I don't see him as a host. I see Sam Allardyce as a host.
Okay.
Would you not?
No, not really.
No, he'd want to go out.
Claudio Ranieri's a host.
Yeah.
Big time.
Allardyce is like, no, come on, we'll go down the Carvery.
No, Allardyce can mix it. I think Allardyce would be like, get yourself round.
Yeah. But only for a couple of cans of mile in the afternoon.
Oh, you start at Allardyce.
Yeah, okay. I think you probably do.
That ends in his garage. At like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, going through his porn mags and his like old vintage car he's trying to do up.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that order.
Wouldn't it be motorbikes if it was Allardyce?
No, Phil Brown's a motorbike, isn't
it? Yeah.
No, I just think Allardyce
just got himself a cracking new sidecar. Do you want a ride?
We've had five bloody ales, mate.
I don't know if you guys know this, but it's a fact. Sam Allardyce and Phil Brown next door neighbours.
Is that right?
No,
right.
I made it up. But that would be
fact.
Great, wouldn't it? It'd
that
be great.
Been
I was just going to say, I've got a little bit of a mini Pards scoop.
Have you?
A friend of mine saw Pards, and I quite like this about him.
Yep.
Travelling on Southern Rail in South London.
Good.
Normal carriage, not first class, no airs and graces.
Almost certainly delayed.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Glasses on, reading the paper, and the only... Not sure.
Oh.
The only bit of information I can offer up, and I've got it in writing, so it's on him if it's not true, is that he tried to get out the wrong door. So he did that thing where you stand, waiting for to come to the platform. Wrong door, had to turn around, go off. So not as smooth as he would like.
Wait, no. When you're the king, you can exit through any door.
Well, he couldn't.
That's
he literally
true.
Couldn't. And I think if anything is a chilling portent of what might be about to happen to Crystal Palace this weekend, it could be they're going to get beaten by Leicester.
Well, a little bit of an own goal, that'd be incredible.
A little bit of insight into Claudio Ranieri was given by Shinji Okazaki. He said that this was during half time at Newcastle against Newcastle. Sorry, Okazaki said he is smiling most of the time, which I think we all were aware of. But when he came in at halftime against Newcastle, he was mad.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
he was going mad on the touchline as well, by the way.
He was. He was always joking, but maybe to see him angry like that is good for us. Our spirit is very good for each game, nice and simple, no pressure. It's not so easy to switch off, but maybe the characters of the players is what's good. Vardy, Mahrez, they're so relaxed, they're laughing and joking all the time, no pressure, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean,
and that is the kind of thing that you would imagine Ranieri would try and permeate throughout the whole thing at Leicester City.
I think if you did upset Ranieri and you made him angry, you'd feel so bad.
Yeah.
You'd feel so guilty about it that you would just be so motivated to put that right.
Yeah, it's a bit like with Bobby Robson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody
it's
like
a different
that.
Kind of hairdryer.
I think on this game, you know, we've seen, you guys mentioned it a little bit earlier today when we were just chatting about it, that there's a little bit of a trend coming here with Leicester struggling to get over the line a little bit. But I think that's probably going to change, not on this game, and I'll come on to that in a minute, but when they start playing teams who actually need to win, mm-hmm. whether it's to get into a European place or to save themselves from relegation, depending on the fixtures they've got left, that's going to play into Leicester's hands because they love playing on the break. This period of time where teams are looking to frustrate Leicester, just by definition, will be over soon. It has to be because that's the way the league works and people want to achieve things themselves. That'll play into Leicester's hands. I don't think that's going to happen this weekend, though, because Palace essentially are really safe. I mean, they're going to limp and fall over the line, but they are going to make it. So I think under 2.5 goals with Bet365 is a good tip here. It's not a great price, 7 to 10. But £10 that brings you in £17, including your stake, so a £7 profit. And I think that is something to look at. I think it'll be quite a low-scoring game because Palace can't score, but Leicester are going for a bit of a sticky one.
Yeah, well, whatever happens to Leicester, you'd imagine Ranieri's job is safe for next season because he's done a rather
you'd like to think so.
Good job, yeah. And he said recently, I think this will be my last club. I hope they give me a contract, 6 or 7 years, and then I'll retire here.
Yeah. To be fair, though, yeah, that's cheeky, but he's earned it.
Wait until you've won the league.
Yeah, true. But Marcus, that's the thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You say that, but if they come third, fine, the manner in which it's happened might be a bit frustrating, given what we've seen. Mm. But at the beginning of the season, I'll take you to third.
Yeah.
I'll take it now.
Yeah,
they take it now. They'll bite your handle.
Yeah, of course it would. Of course.
Automatically into the Champions League.
But elsewhere in the Premier League, West Ham, they're challenging for Champions League as well. They are currently fifth, just 2 points behind Manchester City and 3 behind Arsenal in third. Quite sensational. Mm. They're up against Chelsea. They're away at Stamford Bridge. I mean, the Hammers are having a lovely old time, aren't they?
They are.
They really are. And if they could, I mean, imagine the top three, Leicester, Spurs, West Ham. Mm. No one.
Be crazy.
No one on this planet Earth would have predicted that, Jim.
I agree. Well, can I not answer that as well? Are you, the way you said that to Jim is like you think I would have predicted it. In which case, I'm happy. I'll maintain a dignified silence.
It's just a subtle way to try and make you stop.
Yeah. Fine. The subtle ways don't work.
I love the predictions. Go on then.
No, I wasn't going to make a
prediction.
What's
going to happen in this game?
I was just going to say that West Ham, it seems a long time ago that West Ham were getting players sent off in the Europa League in the summer.
That was a weird period.
Yeah, it was. That was when I made, talking of predictions, that was when I made a prediction saying that Bilic isn't going to last the season.
Big Bilic. Go on, Jim.
Chelsea actually tend to win this one, don't they, at the Bridge? It's been a while since West Ham have beaten them there in the league. And I think what actually might make Chelsea kind of dangerous, and this will sound odd, now that they're out of the FA Cup, for the first time in the season, they're basically just playing for pride, like solely playing for pride, which is the one thing they seem to completely have lacked
I think Chelsea will still look at the table and think it's a long way to fourth spot, but they'll just think, if we keep winning.
But look what happened at the Bowling Ground. I mean, the West Ham were able to play like the away team. They literally will be the away team here. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea don't have Diego Costa either. So it'll be... Yeah, I take your point about West Ham's record at Stamford Bridge, but if it's going to happen in any season, it's probably going to happen this one, isn't it?
Yeah, and if they don't have Costa, that is difficult, isn't it? They're just going to have to go to their bench and have, like, I don't know, Mario Jardel or, I don't know.
Roger Miller.
Whatever unreliable loan signing they've got in.
But he can't play because he's got a ban, hasn't he? He's banned because
Everton sending
off.
You'd think it'd be Remy, who must be chomping at the bit by this point to just get a move away.
Or he could play Pedro up top, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
More a fluid system. Antonio Conte looks like the man to take over the reins at Chelsea in the summer. The chairman of the Italian Football Coaches Association wasn't best pleased with Chelsea's actions because obviously Conte said he would be finishing with Italy after the summer. The man who is the chairman of said association said, "The thing I regret, though, is that a club contacts the coach of a national federation without any warning. It shows we are in a world which is failing to demonstrate even a minimum amount of education and manners."
I like that.
Yeah,
did they want them to ring them?
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day.
It's like he wanted them to ring them to let them know that they were going to ring them.
Yes. At some point, the initial contact
has to happen.
Yeah,
indeed.
Otherwise, nothing goes on. What do you do? Just like leave a note around in case he finds it.
Yeah.
you're not going to do anything otherwise. I do think, though, joking aside, it is sort of indicative of a wider point within the game and something that hasn't actually been mentioned an awful lot by us, possibly because it doesn't fit our sort of narrative of liking to have a laugh about things, is that Steve McClaren was actually treated fairly shoddily by Newcastle when their new Benitez was available.
Oh, yeah.
He was treated in a very undignified manner. And if you go back to 10 or 11 years ago when Mourinho first came to Chelsea, a man who was treated in much the same way was a certain Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah.
And people were very unhappy about that at the time. They're also very unhappy about Martin Jol being treated that way at Spurs. It doesn't seem that people are as annoyed about it these days, and it might be a worrying trend that this is just how people are starting to do business now.
The idea of the long-standing manager is something of the past, isn't it? When Wenger eventually leaves Arsenal, I can't imagine there'll be another manager putting in that sort of shift for a long time. That might just be gone. It's throughout Europe in general now.
And just on that, I'm sure it won't happen, but I'd hate for Wenger to be treated that way after the amount of length of service he's given to the club. You know, that would be truly terrible.
A shame. I'd be surprised. But who knows?
Yeah, I mean, but as you say, this is just what happens in football, you know, because you just get used to it. You get all the chat and all the outrage of how a manager is treated and so on and so forth. And then Saturday afternoon comes along and you watch the football. And that's the thing.
But that's absolutely right. But I don't necessarily think it's the fans.
I don't think it's the fans' fault.
It's another example. If you think about it for 5 seconds, you can think of so many examples. Oh. I mean, Liverpool wouldn't have got rid of Rodgers if they didn't know Klopp was available.
Well, even Hodgson wasn't treated superbly well at the end.
No, he wasn't. So it wasn't a right fit
for the club.
I'm not saying it's anyone's fault. I'm just saying it's more of an observation about it. It's a bit of a shame that the people are treated that shoddily as soon as something else that they perceive to be better comes along. But on the other hand, football managers do very well financially and they never seem to be out of work for too long. So at the top level, at least.
There we are. Let's go to our bet of the week, Luke.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the Etihad for our bet of the week. We have spoken about the game already on the show this week, but I thought we would look at Manchester United to beat Man City just because Vinny Kompany's out, and that's a big miss.
Yep.
And it would just be great, wouldn't it? I mean, 3-1 they are.
Yeah,
it'd be fantastic.
The old Manchester United spirit.
Putting the inevitable Europa League disappointment behind them. Van Gaal putting one in the eye for all the haters. So Man United are 3-1 to beat Manchester City at the Etihad Stadium. So £50 on that, which we'll be putting down with all proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK, of course. Returns us £200, so £150 profit. But please remember, you must be over the age of 18 to bet, and please gamble responsibly. For more information on responsible gambling, please go to
gambleaware.co.uk.
There you go.
What are the odds on Van Gaal being in Mr. Wings after the game?
Very, very short. Very short. Very short indeed.
Excellent stuff. Jim, I believe you've got an email.
I do. I have a couple of emails, so I'll begin with the first one. All right, Ramblers.
Traditionalist.
Mm-hmm. Heard an anecdote about one of the most stand-up blokes in the world of football, Nigel Pearson.
Ah.
I was chatting to the girlfriend of one of the players on our five-a-side team, and she recounted her encounter with the ostrich lover. She's from Boston, USA, but was in a supermarket over here when her dad, an Englishman, spotted Nigel Pearson and decided to go over and meet the man himself. The girl was holding her phone, which had a patriotic American flag case on it. When Nigel spotted this, he turned to her and asked in an accusatory manner, "Is that so you don't forget where you're from?" Understandably, she was taken aback and to this day didn't seem to know who this rude man her dad wanted to meet was. Odd.
Yeah,
That's from Nick Easton.
I'm going to defend Nigel Pearson a touch here. I don't think necessarily that's rude. I think that's just a dad joke.
Yeah, maybe.
And dads do that sort of stuff sometimes and misjudge rooms. My dad certainly does.
But absolutely don't care.
No, he doesn't care.
That's a big thing about the dad joke, isn't
absolutely
it?
No interest in the welfare of the victim. He's put a dad joke out there. It's fallen flat. Let's not be too harsh on him, is what I'm saying.
We'll all be there one day.
If our life goes to plan, we will.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking from experience, don't worry.
Go on, carry on, Jim.
So, gents, up until last... I mean, this is quite chilling news for us, actually.
Oh.
Gents, up until last week, I had avoided joining Instagram, but I finally took the plunge and signed up thinking, I'll follow the Ramble lads and see if their week is as chaotic as the podcast. I don't know what on earth it is you post on there, but the second I hit the follow button, an alert came up saying I was banned from Instagram and blocked from signing in. Apparently, following you breaks all of their terms and conditions, as well as probably a few international laws. Cheers, Charlie.
Charlie, what is your point?
Yeah, that's not a question, Charlie.
That's what you have to take up with the good people at Instagram.
Yeah. Marvellous. Any more for any more?
I've got nothing.
Marvellous.
I had nothing to start.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was taking us half an hour to figure that out.
Yeah, it has.
Strangely.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, you've hoodwinked us again.
It's taken us the contractually obliged half an hour to figure that out.
There it is. Thanks very much for listening to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Bet365. If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. We're on Twitter @footballramble. The website is thefootballramble.com. We're on Instagram, apparently, or yeah, maybe not.
If your name's not Charlie, yeah, we're on Instagram. Mm.
You should be fine there, and obviously on Facebook. And check out 44Toons, who do some wonderful animations of us. Can you believe that? Yes, you can, because you've heard us say it before. There we are. Thank you very much, all. Lots of love. Have a good weekend. Jim, you've been marvellous.
Thank you, mate.
Luke, you've been superb.
I've been fine.
You know.
I've been okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
And I was present as well. Cheers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.